Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Good day, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Recently, I had to rush back to America to help attend to a family emergency. Airline tickets were purchased for the next day, and plans were put into place to help cover my duties while I was away. Some things would just have to wait. Other things could be postponed or rescheduled, but some things had to go on as usual. So before I left, I handed over a memory stick to the pastor who would be taking all the services in my absence. And I told him that everything he needed, all the worship services, Bible studies, and all the recent correspondence could be found on this memory stick. Everything I had done and was planning to do was contained on that stick. God's Word, the Bible, is a bit like that. Jesus, who ascended into heaven, has left His Word behind for us in the Holy Scriptures of the Old and the New Testament. Everything that He wanted us to know is contained between its two covers. For there it is that God reveals to us all the wonderful things that He has done and continues to do. It is there that God unveils for us His plan of salvation down throughout history, so that we can understand that history is really His story. In the pages of Holy Scripture, we see the promise and then the fulfillment of the Messiah who would come to save and to deliver His people. It is only in this volume that Jesus is proclaimed the crucified and resurrected Lord of Lords and King of Kings. God has not revealed everything about Himself, however, in the pages of His Holy Word. We couldn't take it all in. Instead, He reveals to us everything that we need to know about who He is and about who we are and what He has done to save us. It is a bit like that memory stick I gave to my colleague. It didn't tell him everything about the church, but it provided him with everything he needed to know to operate successfully and comfortably in my absence. The sad reality is that we tend to let things other than God's Word format our lifestyles and worldviews. Countless numbers of times, people have said to me, "I wish I knew what God's plan for my life was." And some say that they have taken long walks in the woods, or tended their flowers, or involved themselves in sports, or they did a bit of DIY, or maybe even went to the pub. But still, they never received an answer from God. I'm not surprised, for they're looking in the wrong spot. God never promised to speak to us through flowers or trees, or sports or DIY, or even at the pub. No, God promises only to speak to us through His Word. It would be like my friend saying to me, "I couldn't find out any information about the church, but then I never bothered to plug in that memory stick you gave me." Please allow me to encourage you to spend time reading and praying through the Bible. You might just be surprised at what you hear about life, the universe, and everything. I would also like to encourage you to continue listening to Lutheran Radio UK, as it is here that Holy Scriptures are regularly taught and expounded. But above all, I would like to urge you to attend a church that preaches, teaches, and confesses God's Word, for there is no substitute for gathering with God's people to hear God's Word proclaimed and taught. Get plugged into God's Word, because His Word is truth. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who has caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast to the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given to us in our Savior Jesus Christ. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.